Today is August the 7th, 6:05 p.m. This is the beginning of the Citizens Commission on Elected Salaries special meeting. Roll call.
Ronald.
Here.
Richard.
Here.
Robert. Diane. Terry. Randy.
Here.
Sherry.
Here.
Wonderful. So now should we roll into the special guest?
Councilmember Campbell?
Oh, wait, we're into the group minutes.
The next item on the agenda is discussion of mayor and city council salaries with our special guest, Councilmember Campbell. However, I don't see Councilmember Campbell here, so we can go ahead and move on to the next agenda regarding our 2017 decision. Our salary recommendation is due by September 1st, and I figured, given our last discussion with the mayor, discuss what your guys' current opinions are and ideas of whether or not we should change the motion for our decision.
So can you refresh my memory? She went from like 120,000 down to 78,000, right?
No, it was like 96. If we look back on the records when we first started having these discussions, it was more around 92, going to be up to 92 or 96. And we dropped it back down to
76,000 for the mayor and 38,000 for council. And like I said, I do have, that was our recommendation. So I, like I said, I if I may.
Please.
Oh, hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hey. So we, just to refresh our memory, then for those of you who weren't here at the time, when we were first impaneled as a commission, we had just a very few weeks to make sense out of our what our job was and to make a recommendation on elected official salaries. What we decided to do at that time, we were fairly aggressive in making reductions, both for two reasons. One was the data didn't seem to support the salary levels that we were at. The automatic increase was a concern that the council had been receiving. And we felt that, you know, by cutting back a bit more aggressively, we could always increase it as our understanding of the compensation evolved.
Because so it didn't go into effect until January 1st, 2018, and we can change it any time before then. That was the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then also that everybody would be treated alike. There was no community two-tier system. That was the other factor. So actually, I have to say, as my own thinking has evolved, as we got data from our survey, Mayor Strickland's presentation, and Council Member Rob, what was his name?
David Bowe.
I think that all influenced me, and so if I may, I do have a motion, or I can just tell you what I'm thinking about, and then I could do a motion later. I'm thinking we should increase the mayor's salary to $100,000 annually, the council member's salary to $40,000 annually, and mayor pro tem to $45,000. It just seemed, regardless of who the mayor is, my rationale for this is the boost that recognizes the role of the mayor as being, although it's not the same as a strong mayor where you have administrative authority, there still is an expectation for our mayor to, in some ways, to kind of influence the agenda, to represent the city, to be an ambassador for the city, and to really make this a full-time priority. I think although this is just a couple of thousand more, it did seem, given the growth of salaries for other in other cities, it seemed 40,000 seemed a bit, I guess, more reasonable, and then the mayor pro tem being 5,000 a month. This seemed to me just to be kind of a clean and straightforward kind of approach. So that's where I'm headed.
So can you remind me where we're at right now? Where were they at before we did the cut? Because I'm sorry, I meant to go back and look at my materials, and I just...
So that what we had, I mean,
2 years ago.
This is at the bottom of the. This is from the resolution that we adopted.
Okay, so...
It's basically...
You okay?
You can say, chokes you up talking about money, doesn't it, Sherry?
Yeah, it chokes me up every time. Yeah,
it brings tears to my eyes, too.
It's when they send you the new statement in regards to your homeowners.
So,
does she get any vehicle allowance or clothing allowance or anything along those lines? I say she.
There's no clothing allowance.
We have now is to be a sexist pig in any way, shape, or form. Does the mayor?
I'm sure she doesn't get a clothing allowance. No. I think she might get a car allowance or something. Or
mileage, maybe?
We all get mileage. You don't get mileage?
No, I don't get mileage.
There's a lot of... she probably would get mileage. I know they're all... They can all access benefits, full benefits.
Right. And the chart showed that basically at $100,000, it's very slightly above what the mayor is getting now, which is like roughly $96,000, $97,000.
Nope. According to this, in 2016, the mayor's salary is $98,760. It was in 2017 increased to $101,476. In 2018, it was supposed to go down to
$76,000. Right. Okay, thank you.
I'm just looking at the chart. That's why I put it all in one folder.
I apologize, I didn't have... Like I said, was being a bit cursory in my review. So, anyway, it basically is kind of keeps the mayor at roughly the level they're at.
And the new mayor, I guess it was.
Okay.
The new mayor.
And you, Richard, how long have you guys been with the city? Both long time, right? You guys have both been with the city for a long time, right?
I've been here 3 years.
Okay.
No, I worked for cities before. I work for the university now.
No, I'm sorry.
And... It's been 17 years since I've worked with city governments, but before then I had 27 years.
I just was trying to dig out, my sense is that Mayor Strickland gives us far more than her 40 hours, far more than...
She does, yeah, and it's not required, but that's what she has done, and my sense, I anticipate that with the two candidates that we have going in for this... whoever wins is going to be probably something similar.
Yeah,
because that is just sort of set a level expectation. It's not required by any stretch of the imagination.
But in the past, generally, if they've been exceeding or not?
I would say Maryland really has gone above and beyond what generally what past mayors have done. Based on my knowledge of that, and this isn't something I don't track this. I was never tracking the hours that the prior folks did. I mean, you'd see them around, but nothing like you do now.
Yeah.
And she's been much more active, like internationally and stuff too, nationally.
You see her at events in the evenings all the time, and she's there with her mayor hat on. She's not there, having a great time.
Well, that's the one thing that David Bowe said is it's like it's a never-ending job because you can't get away with it. People walk up to you at the supermarket, start complaining about something. So that was actually one of the biggest challenges of the position. Even though you're only supposed to be part-time, it's like you can't get away from it.
In my opinion, she's earned twice what Richard is proposing.
Yeah.
To me, it's actually a shame when I know that her firefighters are making more money than that right now.
You have to... Two things about that. One is... She doesn't have a strong union.
And I do.
And you do, yeah. But the other piece is, but she also is not...
Risking her life.
Risking your life, so that's another caveat. But also, it's such a funny deal where there is actually some kind of a market for firefighters that you can compare and people relatively could potentially move. For elected officials, it really is more of a judgment call, more of an art, I think. Than a science, because there's no,
it is, I think, hard and probably a bit unfair to compare sometimes to other cities with the same typical form of government, because what happens there, a lot of times they're much smaller, and what the kind of expectations levels there can be very, very different.
Yeah, absolutely.
And although, you know, you definitely see in our own council, in my opinion, a big difference in between council members and who, in the amount of time spent, and getting to serve in committees and stuff like that. I mean, we saw the survey results that they did. Some people kind of padded, I think.
Oh, yeah.
One or two. But I think most of them were pretty honest in there. And it's a lot of work because, yeah, you do have the different committees and what have you. And if you're expecting your council people to be serving and on things like that and getting out in the community, that's it does take time. And you don't want to set a salary so it disincentivizes people, good people, from, you know, like, hell, that's not worth it. You know, that's too much work, you know, too much of a headache. And so far, I'm not going to do it. And as opposed, and you don't want to just be bringing somebody in. It's like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's more than I make in my job right now. So I'll go and do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just needs to be enough to make it so we get, it draws good people.
And it shouldn't be about the money, to me, about public service. It just shouldn't be about the money.
Well, that's really easy to say, but I mean, she needs to maintain the home, and you know, she needs to be presentable as she represents the city, and there's
someone can do that on $80,000. Someone can do that on
$85,000. Yeah. Well, then, I'm just looking at the comparisons. I guess I feel like there's a kind of a sense of fairness here. I was struck by one thing, a couple of little comments. One that Mayor Strickland said, well, all the auctions she goes to, and she's expected to do her part.
Yep.
And that's not coming out of the city. That is coming out of her pocket. And I was struck by that comment. I would certainly say she's... I would be among the many that would say, you know, she has done way more than one would have expected for a mayor in this kind of a system. But at the same time, she has established a kind of an identity for Tacoma that I suspect is a bit different than it was 8 years ago. And as part of our, I guess, our growing credibility it just seems like I think a six-figure salary makes sense to me in light of the demands of the job. I would agree, you know, $80,000, $90,000 are all fair. At the current time, it's $98,000,
$99,000. It's actually
$101,000. So it's about the same. And I guess I feel that based on what we understood both from the survey and Mayor Strickland, there's not a compelling reason to drop it substantially. Which is what we did previously. Mm-hmm. So I guess my feeling is, you know, maintain a fairly, I guess in both cases, I'm maintaining kind of where we were when we started in 2015, I guess it was, and saying we want to set that as the base going forward.
Well, the 2015, the salary in 2015 was $48,000 for council, $49,000 for counts the next year, and it's $50,000 this year, basically. So if we did go down to 40, it'd be a $10,000 drop.
But we have a new mayor going to be coming on board, so we're no longer talking about Mayor Strickland.
Oh, right. But I think you set the bar pretty high for the kind of presence and the kind of the level of activity and the representation that's, you know, is expected, you know, that mayors would have to deliver on. It's going to be... people will be compared to her going forward. And I think my bias is, is based on what, because I'm just looking at comparisons. I think it's Buchanan is the mayor has a different role, $168,000. Council member salaries there, $31,000. I don't know. It's just $40,000. I don't know. It's like I said, it's an art. I thought $40,000 seemed right, and $100,000 seemed right to me. So that's kind of my. I think the mayor is a lot. There's a lot more demands on the mayor than on any council member, and there's a lot more. You could spread the workload among the council members, and you can't spread the workload for the mayor.
Well, in effect, the mayor is the CEO of a 1,000-person. company, or however many employees are in the...
Yeah, she's more like a chairman of the board, CEO.
Yeah, because the city manager is more like the CEO.
Mm-hmm. That's probably true.
Yeah, that is a big difference between the two.
The gentleman names her last name.
But she doesn't have the luxury of sitting back as the board chair would and just hold the meetings and then go back to the shot.
There's a lot more expected of you. Yeah, if you were seeing
the new guy. Who was here, Richard, sitting over there last time? The new gentleman that...
Oh, Gary?
Was that Gary?
Our HR director, he's...
the HR director, okay.
He's out of the office this week.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm here.
Oh.
Acting HR director.
Acting HR director, okay.
So...
Rank Gary.
I forgot what his title is.
So, and what are other people?
I think I'd be more comfortable with maybe 120 for the mayor's position and I'll hold the line at 50 for the council. I certainly wouldn't go backwards. I wouldn't be comfortable going down to the 78.
Actually it's 76.
I think 84 and 42 sounds fair with all this new blood coming in. Service is the number one thing. Improving the job abilities is going to grow in time anyhow. I mean, it's like any other job you walk into. No, it's not like any other job. I don't want to get hammered for saying that. But it's a job starting with someone new. And there are certain steps you take before you get to the place you want to be. And public service is a commitment of an individual's service to the public.
How do you see it, Diane?
He said that. I was just thinking, tell that to the state legislators that couldn't get a capital budget passed.
Right.
God.
Yeah. Over and over again.
I am comfortable with 100 for the mayor's salary. I think 120 is a bit high. And it's funny, as I was thinking about the 100, part of it is because I'm comfortable that whoever's going to be our next mayor is going to do a good job and work hard and get that done. And it's funny, that really shouldn't influence the salary decision. But, if you pay people a decent, I mean, it's certainly above average salary, but they're expected to do above average work and work very hard. And there are a lot of demands and stresses and challenges that come with doing the position. I would not take the council member salary back down to 40. They're making 50 this year and then dumping it down to 40. I'm more like in the 45-50 zone on that one.
I can live with the 100.
I can meet in the middle. I mean, they're going to just be held at that amount too. I mean, until unless we agree to increase them. Right. And it's interesting because having known all the history about how it all happened that they got up to where they were, they put in this automatic percentage raise that was supposed to make it more fair, but then interest rates went down, and so they kept growing, disproportionate to inflation and da da da. But on the other hand, you have a number of people who really, put in a ton of hours in the position. And you wouldn't do that if you were paying them $20,000. I can guarantee you.
Absolutely.
And unless some of the folks, these folks are retired, those ones are getting, $15,000, $20,000 a year. I mean, I'm a strong believer in public service. God only knows I do a ton of volunteer work. Mm-hmm. Not so much government, but with community organizations. Yeah. So, which is why I was late, by the way.
Again, very good. You came in with a halo. That was good.
You kind of get what you pay for sometimes, and it's not just about the money. It certainly isn't, but I think it helps get a certain quality person. not that we aren't all quality people, but you know, as somebody who's going to be effective and on the council.
Yeah, this is a judgment. Sherry, how do you see it?
I kind of see it the same way, because I think that if we keep it at 100 and we keep it at 50, you're going to draw those people that we want, not, you know, people that are going to just sit back and not represent. And the same goes for the council members. I mean, 15,000. I mean, even we're dropping it down to 38. I don't know. You're going to get people that want to do the job, maybe, maybe not. I think the more incentive they have to want to do a fair, good job that represents the people.
I actually think the table that's in the resolution is if you remember, we had incorrect data.
Is this from 2015?
Right.
This isn't right, yeah, because we had updated information for Spokane. Yeah. I remember thinking that it wasn't in the...
Because I'm looking at the 2016 data as mayor's salary 98,758 and councilmember salary 44,782. So the newest information is... Tacoma. Okay, so right now, so the mayor's salary currently is 101,483. And the council member salary is 46,010. Okay? So that's the current 2017 salary.
Well, how come it says 57,49 in here?
Yeah.
Well, it's just...
We've had a couple of different
numbers. It's just wrong.
Yeah.
We know which one.
Then, Spokane, you just mentioned Spokane, mayor's 168,000, council member's 45,100.
Yeah, that was the big change, yeah.
Yeah, that was the big change. So if anybody wants to see this.
The change in salary for the 2015 table was because we had accidentally put in deputy council member.
Deputy mayor's
salary instead of an average second rate council member salary, which was corrected in the 2016.
Okay.
Yeah. So what if... Well, I guess I could make a motion and you guys could decide whether you want to do this or not. So I move to set the salaries of City of Tacoma elected officials effective January 1st, 2018 as follows. Mayor, $100,000 annually. Council member, $45,000 annually. Mayor pro tem, $50,000 annually.
I'm sorry, Richard, you said for the deputy mayor is how much?
$50,000. So $100,000 for the mayor, $45,000 annually for the council member, and mayor pro tem is $50,000 annually. This would be effective January 1st, 2018.
So I'll second that motion just so we can legitimately talk about it.
Okay, thank you, Randy.
I wouldn't mind seeing it go to 105 and 50. So they both get a small bump.
It's on motion on the table. You can't raise the ante.
It's like we're playing poker. I call.
No, I'm comfortable with 145.50. I think it's generous, but not obscene. Mm-hmm.
And you look at the mayor of Bellevue and, 33,000. Well, obviously, that they've got another source of income.
They have to, yeah.
Yeah, and you know that they're not running around doing all the work that at least Maryland has done. And I would hope that the future mayors would do.
I mean, these are yearly decisions, guys.
Yeah, it's always like, okay, these guys really suck this year, so... We'd be back here next year going, all right.
that was a mistake.
Well, and also, I will be honest, there's a couple council members I'm like, can we cut their salary? But individually?
We'll make it merit based.
I find it really interesting that we were supposed to have a guest.
That's great.
Elected. Apparently, it's not that important.
Oh, there you go.
I also didn't send him a reminder. So It could just be partially my fault, guys.
Okay, that's fine. I don't think anything he would have said it would have changed my point of view that we overdid it originally, but was that was kind
but
of
we knew that because we right. had we had to do something. Right. You know, if we're going to go backwards, we had to do it
right.
that year, and we knew we had a couple years to figure out exactly what was going to make sense. Because we also what we decided at the first meeting is that we weren't going to put it into effect as soon as we could, because that would then you would have had certain council members making $38,000, mm-hmm. the others making yeah. $46,000. That's just not fair. So, and so that's what we, and I guess this January 1st was the first time everybody would come on.
Again, my view is that this shift keep things pretty much as they are. Just the kind of and says that's the where we're going forward. I'm trying to strike a balance between being overly conservative and trying to, you know, that's that fairness idea. So it's the best I could do. So
yeah, like I said, I would be supportive of 145.50. I think I would like to see this go to the council when it gets presented. I guess it would be. With the statement that, you know, this your salaries are high for our form of government. We did this in recognition that most of you do put in a lot of time and effort, and we want to
encourage
that. Yeah, I wouldn't say reward wouldn't be the appropriate word, but encourage that. And also make it attractive for other hardworking, service-oriented, you know, public service-oriented individuals in the future. Because, quite frankly, I have no idea how they're even able to recruit for some of these municipalities, given what they pay.
Yes. Well, I think there's some people who are just love getting involved in politics.
Just so they can say they did.
I don't know. It's just I work with the guys on the council of one of the small towns near us. He just loves it. I don't know. It's like, okay, whatever. Float your boat.
it could be the only place that they get power in their lives, too. Yeah. Any other place people do that? Homeowners Association boards. And boy, I could go on for hours about that. I'm a lawyer and I represent
school boards.
A lot of homeowners associations and also people who have issues with homeowners associations, and it's stunning.
Is that right? Oh, let's not go there.
No.
There's
a lot of great homeowners association boards out there well, but boy, there.
But I also, as I'm thinking about it too, we want to make the salary at a level where all people who live in all the districts would be interested in the job. I live in the theater district. In our neighborhood, it's a little more well off, I think, relatively speaking. And I want to be sure that there's interest in the districts that maybe are not as well off. And that's just a gut feeling because I have I'm still figuring out Tacoma. So I don't pretend to be an expert on the community, but I think that just, I know there's such a range here.
There is. Very drastic.
It's very drastic.
North to south, it's...
It's huge.
Yeah.
I'm good with those numbers.
Voting, anyone?
I know I can't change your minds, but I'm not in favor of 100.
Okay.
I'm not, no. But I'm one person. I'm from old school, you have to earn your way. Mm-hmm. And the way it rapidly grew out of control during this recession isn't something we should be forgetting. You know, I hear it being blown off, and it's like, you know, let's get back to basics and get a standard set. Yes, one amount's a little too low. I'll agree, but we did what we did because we needed to. Mm-hmm. But to jump up to this other way of thinking and forgetting what we talked about for the last 2 years to get to this point.
The contrary side to that is that we're going to expect them to hit the ground running. They're reading all the past minutes, they're trying to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. And the first year is probably their hardest year. Once they kind of get to know the ropes and get to know who they can rely on, things get a little easier for them.
If they know this is an annual decision, then they'll hit the ground running and earn it.
But I don't think, the difficulty is, we're still getting figured out kind of the how to cycle these things in, but one of the good ideas that we had was to have all this take effect January 1st, 2018, so everybody is paid the same. And I'm concerned to think of this. I agree that we could do annually, we could look at the mayor's salary, that would be totally appropriate. But I don't think we have that level of flexibility with the council salary because of the risk of having a two-tiered system. So we'd have to be very conscious of cycling any change in more deliberately. So just as we are doing in 2018, we would have the same phenomena whenever that would be. So yes, I would agree annually for the mayor, but for council, and maybe for the mayor pro tem, but for the council, I think it's a different story. And just from what I understood, the job of the mayor pro tem doesn't seem like it's that. It's worth some additional compensation, but it's not as.
It's not a big deal. I mean, it's not a huge.
Right. So. I think you're supposed to have the.
The motion on the table is.
Hello.
Do you want me to repeat the motion?
Repeat the motion, please, Richard.
So the motion is to set the salaries of City of Tacoma elected officials effective January 1st, 2018 as follows. Mayor, $100,000 annually. Council member, $45,000 annually. Mayor pro tem, $50,000 annually.
The motion has been read. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
Let the record reflect the motion that has been read. Has been passed unanimously.
No, it's not unanimous.
Oh, no, not unanimous.
Well, it really doesn't. It appears it doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't. It's important.
I think it's good.
And you know something? I remember 2 or 3 years ago, however long it's been, 2 years ago, when it was presented to the council, we did have somebody who dissented.
Yes, correct.
And because it was he in that case, wrote, his own blurb.
Right.
As to why he dissented. I don't remember what those reasons were, but I remember he dissented.
Was it Terry?
He was the...
It wasn't Terry. It was...
I forget his name, but he had a small business in town.
Oh, my goodness. That was... Am I getting
that
bit old? I think I did shorter.
But yeah, but I think that...
Yeah, it's right here. It's a dissenting opinion, yeah. Yeah.
No one's in this.
All right. So, in terms of preparing this for...
Yeah, he wanted it higher, that's why.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Okay, sorry.
So, in terms of preparing the... I guess it's... What is it that we did a report to the
You drew up a document that basically just said what our decision was. I'm sure it's on file somewhere.
Did I do that? I
think you're the one who drafted it.
Okay, should I do this again?
Yeah, and you could circulate it.
Yeah.
We can collaborate.
Yeah. Good. I'll do that, Ron.
I could write the dissent.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's important. I think it's important. And I think, and I think it also should be said, and I would hope, I would suggest, in the majority opinion, so to speak, that, the things I stated before, that it's meant to encourage people to do the hard work that the positions should entail, and that majority of the council appears to be doing, and certainly the mayor has been doing, and but the committee's going to be continuing to take an eye on things to see.
I have an idea or something. Something's going to come out of my brain. If we're going to do this like next year thing, how are we going to judge what we're going to be discussing? My idea is kind of make it a voluntary request for
certain people to come in and present what the heck's going on.
Yeah, what are they working on? Let us see what's going on. What's their week like?
And, you know, don't bow out and say, well, I can't make it. Come in and... If we're being so gracious with all this money, let's see what you're doing for it. I don't mind saying that.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I think it's a beautiful idea. Now I got something going on.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's because my own thinking evolved as we talked to people, as we looked at our survey results. And I think continuing to deepen our understanding about the work of the elected officials makes a lot of sense. Because then we can definitely make more informed decisions. Mm-hmm. And continue to monitor the non-market of elected officials.
Well, we can always do additional surveys too. Yeah. You know, after, you know, for a year or so, and see what people are working on, what they're doing. And I mean, I thought that was informative. I thought David Bowe coming to talk to us, and he was actually off the council at that point in time.
Yes,
just for those who he had just cycled off, and he came to talk. But I think he had done one of the surveys because when he was on the council at the time, the survey was done. I thought was very illuminating hearing him talk about what the job really was like, at least for him.
I was struck by one thing he said that I've shared this with some family members, was that the day after he was appointed to the council, people questioned his ethics. That one day he was an upstanding citizen of the community, and the next day he was suspect. I said, wow. You know, I mean, it's really something.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's pretty harsh.
Is that because he became an elected official?
Yes, exactly.
He was initially appointed, and then he ran.
And then So they have the report back. That
one. Okay. Yeah. I hope I didn't write on it.
Oh, that's fine. I just need to, if I'm going to do a draft, and I'll send it to Trantra to then circulate for edits, and then.
Sounds good. Are you both going to be presenting in front of council?
Sure.
Okay. What date would that be on, approximately?
I'll have to check.
Okay. I know we have plenty of time to find out.
Right. It has to be before the 1st.
Preferably in at least a week before.
Oh, crap.
Which is...
When does the council meet? I don't know.
Tuesdays.
But
not today, I think, because there was, plenty of parking.
Today's Monday.
Today's Monday. Oh, well, that was funny. I'm like, shit.
You're awesome. I thought it was Tuesday, too. Oh, that was beautiful.
Do you think a week is long enough? Is a good enough time to draft the decision?
Oh, yeah.
A week?
Yes. Give me your guys' deadline.
No, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's not going to be a... Okay. I don't think we'll provide... I don't think... there's not as much of a need to provide information this time, in my view. I think it can be fairly straightforward and to the point.
Then I will... tomorrow, I'll get with the clerk's office and see when we can get on the next agenda.
I'm here the next 2 weeks, so... The last week of August, I'm out.
Me too.
So.
Thanks for the heads up, guys.
So, you have this window of opportunity.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Guess I'm taking a long year vacation.
So, by end of August 25th.
Well, now.
Well, moving on to the next agenda, review and approval of May 8th, 2017 minutes. I actually just handed over to Ron and...
They've been approved and signed?
Yeah. They were perfect. Yeah, I noticed you signed them. I'm like, they must have voted on before I wrote.
No, we didn't.
I'm sorry, I jumped ahead.
He was kind of telepathically getting the vote.
I actually was reading them as we were talking, kind of.
You guys can do the motion.
Motion to accept the minutes from the prior meeting.
I so move.
Second.
Second.
Perfect.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Okay.
All right.
Well, Gary, was this the thrill that you were hoping for?
Yes. I enjoyed it. This was very interesting.
We have one final motion.
Yeah.
And the motion is to adjourn. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Keep talking.
Yeah, when's our next meeting?